Welcome to the Chop and Beef Show, College Football Debauchery Edition, National Championship Week. Coming to you live from Mom's Basement, it is me, I am the Beef, Casey the Beef Cregan, joined as always by JJ in Tampa, Jeff Justin, and Zach Locks Parker. This is the National Championship Week. We are here. Two more teams. Who will bring home the bacon? I don't like bacon. You'd think this week we wouldn't have too much to talk about, especially not that all the other talking heads are talking about with this game, the two teams that remain on the docket, LSU and Clemson, the Battle of the Tigers down there in New Orleans, but we do have some other things. We've certainly been gifted some big news today as we are recording on this Thursday, January 9th of 2020, the year of our Lord. Mississippi State hired a coach. Normally that wouldn't be necessarily huge news, but in this case it is. A great friend of the show, Mike Leach, was hired. We have all sorts of information. The show is bound to go off the rails, but we do have an outline this week, which is good, which hopefully we follow. And we're all otherwise going to have a really good time, but we are here. National Championship Week is coming to us on Monday the 13th, live from New Orleans, 8 o'clock Eastern. Get your caffeine ready, because it's going to be a late one. Here we go. Coming to you next. Just fucking
word.
It's 8:25 in the evening.
All right. I was stoked.
On this wonderful Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are. No energy. I had no energy starting off.
Straight from the balls. How can you say you don't have any energy? You got the natty.
I didn't have any energy just there. I do.
I mean, the first time you're in it, the second time, then you win it, and then you win it again. I was just like,
you spoiled little bitch.
It's like this, like, extra game you have to play after the other extra game. It's like, whatever.
Poor kids have to play 15 games in a season, you know?
Someone has to. I mean, whatever. I guess we'll just stick around.
Possibly win the biggest game of their careers in New Orleans and probably get laid by everything that walks after the game.
There's literally nothing that JJ doesn't equate back to getting laid.
I mean,
literally
bam.
Nothing.
A minute 40 in.
That might tell you how long it's been, jackasses.
Jesus.
I'm a lonely, lonely man.
I'll take shit I didn't need to know for 1,000, Alex. Speaking of that, have you been watching Jeopardy?
I watched last night. Those guys are pretty incredible.
Who's winning?
It's
nerds.
1-1. Well, it's on
They're
right now.
They're all nerds. Which one nerd?
There's only two real nerds, or as Levitard calls them, smiling freaks.
Yeah. And then house owner, or housebreaker, or house...
Yeah.
It's not Jennings, is it? Or is it the gambler?
Jennings won the first one, then Weirdo, with the crazy smile that looks won't look you in the eye, possible potential serial killer.
Oh,
he
no
won
question.
The second one.
Oh, okay.
But he's so good.
He is.
He's so likable, too, for somebody that's so awkward.
He's touchy. He, like, touches Jennings and stuff. Like, it's like, way to go.
The fists.
Fist bumps. It's awkward as shit. I love it.
It is.
Not as awkward as
stepping
Lee
out of the game. You know, he's trying to get him off the game.
Not as awkward as Lee Corso.
Yeah,
but very
you're still
awkward.
You're gonna die on that mountain, huh?
Damn right.
You're gonna die on that Corso.
I am not the only one on this mountain. I guarantee you.
Speaking of mountains, how about this news that we got hit with today? Here I am looking for content. You know, the only thing that we have here is whatever Locke sends us on Mondays. And then all of a sudden, the Chop and Beef Show gods laid right upon our laps, Mike Leach to Starkville, Mississippi.
Oh, yeah. God.
Not only that, but he gets to play Lane Kiffin in the Egg Bowl every year. I mean, really?
Gold.
It is literally gold.
Screw really this game on Monday. I'm ready for the Egg Bowl 2020.
Yep. It's legit awesome.
I mean,
can
you, doubt.
Did you can you wait
video?
To see the interviews with him in the SEC?
Oh, my God.
Well, you got a Roll Tide, so you really don't know what a hell Roll Tide is. Then you got Auburn, and then were they a War Eagle, or what are they, a Tiger?
Tiger.
We don't know what the hell are they.
I looked it up.
And you got an alligator. It could be luggage. You know, who knows?
He he just got extended, right?
Yeah. That's what she said.
At the beginning of this year to the 2023 season. You know what his buyout was?
No.
$2.25 million.
That's it?
That's it. He, plus he left $750,000 on the table as a bonus for staying through his last contract. That's it. Is that not crazy?
Well, how much? Well, okay. He's first, you got to remember.
Yeah. Texas Tech, the guy in the closet thing.
I mean, he just has baggage because he's such so eccentric.
He locked the dude in the closet.
Well, allegedly.
And allegedly deserved.
Allegedly.
That's true story.
That was so long ago. That was Bobby Knight days.
Right.
I don't even know who Bobby Knight is.
What?
What?
Right.
So Mississippi State gets their new head coach. It's funny. I happened to be on a conference call. For those that know, my company's based out of right there in, well, not there in Starkville, but most of those folks are Mississippi State people, and the reviews were mixed.
What? Really?
Yeah. Some SEC fans were very happy. Some Mississippi State fans were happy, but one in particular was not happy.
Who was not happy?
Why?
I mean, you don't know him, and I barely know
him. Oh, I thought you meant like just someone,
No, just one in, he's the Southeast regional director, and he wasn't happy about it. He was obviously miffed on the choice, but it was, it is what it is. He's in the SEC. And
you're gonna get some offensive recruits.
Right.
Well, that's the thing I read. His recruiting is not good. But he's going to sling it around the field. I mean, that's one thing that air raid offense.
But when you're in Washington State, what kind of choices do you get as recruits? Mm-hmm.
Apparently at Texas Tech, he didn't have great recruits either.
He still made winning football.
He's got to surround himself with guys that can recruit. Because he doesn't strike me as a guy that necessarily likes going in and talking to parents. You know?
Talking to Ma.
It scares the shit out of him.
Yeah, could you imagine him walking into your house, say, locks with your two youngins?
Dogs.
Obviously football players in their future. Yeah.
He might kick those dogs.
And, starting to tell you about, like, waxing poetic about, I don't know, Aristotle? You'd be like, what?
Or Geronimo,
Pirates.
It doesn't seem to relate necessarily to the 18 to 22-year-old kid, but who are we?
Slightly eccentric.
His players seem to love him, so I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
The state of Mississippi college football just got real interesting in this offseason.
It did. Interesting whole little thing there that happened, because I was like, I wrote on the thing. What was it, last Thursday when they fired the coach?
Yeah.
I wrote in the notes. The dude was 14-12 overall. What was he in the SEC? 7-9 over 2 years in SEC. Not terrible at Mississippi State standards for a 2-year tenure. And he's gone.
What was his comment that he made?
Either they had someone, or he did something wrong. They had someone in their back pocket.
He did something wrong too.
Did he?
Yeah, you didn't hear about this. The quarterback. There was an altercation in practice, and the kid who was going to start in the bowl game was involved in an altercation. I saw a picture. Dude had his eye shut, like his whole left side of his face was just black and blue, and his looked like broken orbital bone. His whole left eye was just shut, swollen shut.
I remember the quarterback getting taken out of the game, but he was not allowed to play in the game.
Right,
right. It was a locker room altercation.
Yeah, it was a practice.
And it was just like, wow, what a dumb shit kid getting in a fight before a bowl game.
Apparently that had something big time to do with the Joe Moorhead losing his job.
Wow. Okay. Did not know that.
Yeah, so I got excited again. It was like the Tua and the T.A. Tagovailoa. That was that.
Still haven't
I was
got
excited.
There.
I was excited when I saw this number one on our outline. I was like, I know the reason, and I'm not telling them why.
Man, you're just full of secrets.
I just read way too much Twitter is basically what it comes down to.
That could be it. I'm not on the Twitter.
Yeah,
And for that, I'm thankful, I think.
Battling a little cold here, fellas, so I apologize if you hear me coughing. I'm going to try to mute the mic because I got one of them high-end ones, I can mute it.
You just got to remember to turn it back on, okay?
Yeah.
Sometimes these things jump up on me, so excuse me.
You will have to drag my Yankee ass out of here, Coach.
Yeah, he wanted to stay. Well, that was one thing, too, that they always said that he didn't fit. He said he didn't fit. They said he didn't fit. That was a big thing, too. Like, he didn't fit there because he's from the Northeast. But Mike Leach fits?
Yay!
You know, that's like...
They have a lot of carnivals in Mississippi. Maybe that's, you know...
Yeah. That's
true. So, I don't know.
I don't know. I thought it's a great hire.
Like you said, I think it's going to be great. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
So much fun, and I can't wait to watch it. I'm dead serious. Of course I'm excited about Monday, but I'm dead serious how excited I am to watch some of that, especially because both of them are very good follows on Twitter. I know I talk Twitter all the time, and I'm boring about it, but
right. They
are both very good follows. And even Lane tweeted something today, like they're friends, apparently, because of course they are. And that they're both excited to be in Mississippi together. But Mike Leach, if you see the video of him getting off the airplane today.
Well, was he carrying his luggage in a trash bag?
No, he was swinging the ringy dinghies.
He was
swinging a ringy dinghy.
The ringy dinghy.
Yeah.
He was smiling, really. You know, he was just kind of like stone faced, just ringing the ringy dinghy.
Over here because I have to be.
Because he's psycho. I'm telling you, the guy's psycho.
Different cat.
Excited. The cheerleaders are there. The band's there. Everyone's excited. He's walking on the tarmac, and all these he's just ringing the thing the whole time. If that were me, I'd have big-time noise-canceling headphones on, too.
I would have just chucked that son of a bitch right on the end of the runway.
So angry, that guy in Tampa.
No, it's not angry. Just those cowbells are just annoying.
Put
to
JJ in Tampa out there the other day with this 80-degree weather while I'm sitting here with snow squalls.
Squalls.
His two hairs.
It was hot.
Blowing in the wind. Top down of the Jeep.
Yeah, it was rough.
It is pretty warm.
You big nerd.
It's a little toasty.
Tomorrow, yeah. Apparently, in New Jersey, it's going to be in the 60s.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Gross.
Whoa.
That's weird.
Flu season.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm already, yeah. I'm the last one to get it here, and I thought I was going to get away scot-free. No, sir. I thought it would help my radio voice, but apparently with it just cracking just there, it didn't really help.
I think it sounds good.
You know I'm a big stats guy, right?
Yeah, give them to me, because I'm just...
7% of the state of Georgia has been diagnosed with the flu. How about that?
7% of the entire state.
Georgia.
Incredible.
Yep.
Make it 15 after that stat just came out.
Just bring in the stats.
He's my stat guy. He's not only my gambling guy at 53%.
Flip a coin. That changed. That's new.
We're up to 55.
55% flip a coin.
Just over half the stats are right, too.
Hey, there we go.
What else
is going on? Anything else going on in college football? Anything? Tua just declared to go to the National Football League.
Yeah.
It's big
you,
news.
Period.
Matt Rhule leaves Baylor.
Matt Rhule leaving Baylor to take a pro job at Carolina is big, too. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Who takes over there? There's already been some names being thrown around, including Tony Elliott at Clemson.
Ew.
But apparently a lot of the Baylor players want their associate head coach to be named head coach. And
They'll probably give it to him for a year just because the recruiting and all that stuff for December, keep that guy there. I would think they'd go inside.
Had a good thing going.
They did have a good thing going. Why mess with it? But their hesitancy, I guess it just happened this week, didn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
I guess they don't have to be that quick. Mississippi State wasn't that quick, but I'm like, the hesitancy is like, oh, God, are they waiting until after the national championship to pick a Joe Brady, to pick a, I don't know,
Joe Judge.
People are very happy about that guy.
Yeah.
up this way.
I can imagine. But he's just a no-namer that came out of nowhere in coaching. But let me ask you this. Yeah. Of all the guys that supposedly committed to these schools, respectfully, Mississippi State and Washington State, what happens to those poor kids and all their coaches up there?
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, that's
legally,
like, wait a
bound.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that kind of sucks for them. Because, I really wanted to come here because of, Coach Leach, and he's now gone.
I was reading the thing about Leach re-signing earlier this year at Washington State. Mm-hmm. His offensive coordinator and his defensive coordinator got extensions through 2023, too. they're stuck.
Yeah.
Right? You know, unless the head coach that comes in next says later, I guess that all bets are off. I don't know how that works. I mean, yeah, it's through the school, right? But the school would have to, I guess, buy them out then. Absolutely. To get rid of them.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're going to make their money, but at the same time, they're, you know, they were there because Leach was there. So
they are, but the guys that are behind the scenes that you never know are
right.
That's the, you know, strength and conditioning coach usually goes with the coach or loses their job. Or, you know, these guys that you don't necessarily hear of every day, the recruiting coordinators don't necessarily stay. So it takes a big hit. But is Leach even married? I don't even know if he's married.
I'll find
him. He's a little bit surprised. I don't know.
He didn't get off the plane with anybody.
You remember a long time ago, Utah's basketball coach, Rick Majerus.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He was single, literally just stayed in hotel rooms.
He did, yes.
That's it. And, you know, it's like, hey, I got a maid every day, and I just come home with a pizza. Wow.
Looked like he swallowed a basketball.
So, Leach looks like that kind of guy.
Yes.
Yeah. That he would just probably stay at a Super 8, destroy the room, you know.
He is married. He is married to Sharon Smith Leach.
Wow.
For 30 years.
Is she a supermodel?
She's not unattractive.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'll take your word for it.
Well, I'm looking now. Let's check. I got to see this. Oh, there it was.
I mean, she's probably closing in on 60. So, I mean.
Yeah, he's 58, I think, something like that. So,
I mean, she did okay for herself. He did okay for himself. How about that?
That's probably better.
Yeah, he did okay for himself.
Yeah, she's not horrible. She back in the day, I bet she was a looker. I mean, still a looker, but, you know,
age. Yeah, same thing, right? Yeah. We're being ageists right now.
What? Don't use big words.
I don't know. I do every week.
Every week. It's like going to school, man.
JJ, tell us this thing about the Clemson disc golf team.
Yeah, what was that?
What was that all about that you sent us?
I guess they're the number 8 player in the whole country is from Clemson.
Oh, I thought maybe they followed us on the Instagram.
Oh, no. I was following Clemson Athletics, and they showed this person as number 8 in disc golf. And I'm just trying to figure out, once again, I put in my resume to be a caddy.
Let's see. Yeah, I didn't know that was a thing.
No idea.
I didn't know that, like, that was like a sport even. I thought that was more like playing pool at the bar.
I got to be
honest. Or like throwing darts.
I thought it was in Merrill's.
There's a thing going on Twitter, like, tell a story right now that sounds like a complete lie, but is actually 100% true.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do it right here on the Chop and Beef Show. I was a caddy for a disc golfer tournament in Charlotte, North Carolina.
No. Did you carry like a backpack full of frisbees?
Or a backpack full of beer?
Yeah, that would have been
Here's the kicker.
With the frisbees.
Here's the kicker, because it was...
Any bongs? Did he have to have a bong and a certain hit or a shot?
It was delivered to me. It was brought to me as a drinking / you know, caddy / whatever thing. So I was all in. I mean, it was presented with beer prominent. So I decided to take the trek. I was living in Greenville, South Carolina. I decided to take the trek up to Charlotte, North Carolina.
You went like an hour and a half for this.
Yeah, took a day off work.
Even better.
It might have been two. It might have been 2 days off work.
Because
it might have been a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. A lot like normal golf. I mean, what is normal golf anymore?
Hey.
But I go up there and proceed to imbibe some beers, right? Then at like 7, I must have gone up maybe on a Thursday. Maybe it was a Friday, Saturday, Sunday thing. So we imbibe some beers, and then I was told later in the evening, I'm talking late in the evening, that the tournament started at 8 o'clock in the morning on Friday.
Oh.
So I was like, wait a second, I got to get up, and we got like a 15-minute drive. So anyway, long story short. I got out there fully expecting to bring a cooler. No beer allowed, public park.
What?
So I take the backpack, and I'm like, do I have to do any you know, telling you about, like, what shot? He's
like, read the green?
He's like, no. He's like,
that's
no.
That's the wind, like, by licking your finger? Like, ah, yeah, tough wind out there.
I'm just lazy.
No.
I don't want to carry my bag. And I'm like, that's cool. So I get out there expecting to see, you know, there's 150 people in this tournament. I expect to see 150 caddies. Guess how many there were?
One.
Guess how many people. So you go out in foursomes like you do in golf. Guess how many people over the course of the three-day tournament said, man, that is so smart. I wish I had a caddy. Every single one of them.
Wow.
So you may have started a trend.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I don't know if our friend Brian Jackson in Charlotte, North Carolina, has had a caddy since, but every time he goes and plays a tournament, he does text me saying, man, I wish I had my caddy.
Brian Jackson is a disc golfer.
I need a couple questions answered here.
Big time disc golfer.
Were you dressed like Sunday?
Did you have knickers?
Did you have the full white outfit on, the jumpsuit with Jackson on the back of your shoulders and a hat? No, not so much.
No,
what exactly?
Did you have the disc knickers with Argyle socks?
Exactly.
Surprisingly, I had something Clemson on.
Oh, no.
Okay, what is in this backpack?
Yeah, exactly.
They have drivers, long irons, putters. I swear to God, these people take this stuff seriously, man.
What is in the backpack?
What was in the bag?
Discs.
Bullshit.
There's different discs for different distances?
Oh, yeah, for lengths, the way they're curved, the way they spin. Yeah, and these people know what the hell, and they talk about it, too. They're like, yeah, man, I lost a XY 947 niner to the water a couple weeks
space
ago.
Space modulator. So there's, like, short game disc and shit?
I had no idea.
Yeah.
So this isn't like the Frisbee you throw to the dog. This is, like, legit hardcore Frisbee.
I mean, you
could
throw it, but, like...
Oh, you could throw it, yeah.
Each disc is, like, $5, $10, you know? So you have about 15 discs in your bag, and... Do the math. I'm not doing math. I was doing no math.
Carry the two and
the
put the one
bucks
on top.
And
it's like $100.
And then a case of beer.
Then a JanSport.
Well, I'll be honest with you.
A couple bongs and some pot.
Yeah.
None of that allowed because it's a public park either.
What?
Wink, wink.
there's what?
There's none of that involved either.
Oh. Okay.
No herbal essence.
Sure.
Not. I mean,
hippie
I
lettuce.
Didn't do it, but. There was not when I in the foursomes that I was in. I think if one person said that they weren't down, that they didn't do it. So, yeah, there was none. There was nothing the whole weekend. And I'm like, I'll
what
be honest
world.
With you. Afterwards, I was tired. And I didn't really even imbibe much after each day because I started early the first night.
How big was the course?
You never do anything the morning after drinking. You were a complete pansy. I mean, it's like
you are a goddamn zombie.
Wow,
big time.
Is this a roast?
Kinda.
No.
It's true story.
It's fact.
It is true story. Yeah, yeah.
There's no alternative fact. It's fact.
Well, JJ and I used to go out the night before Gasparilla in Tampa, and then and we'd be like, go out for a couple beers, and then 3:30 we're eating pizza and wings and shit, and then
passing
we had to be up at for breakfast at 7:30.
That was a long time ago, though.
I did that one time.
Oh, yes, you did. Worth every penny, right?
Oh, yeah. I trust you.
I trust you.
Hey, this
is a mess.
Alex Lambert is ranked number two.
Really?
What are we talking about?
That disc chick.
Oh, I was over disc golf.
Oh, okay.
Brian Jackson does listen to the show occasionally, so he deserved a shout-out.
That's awesome.
He's a fellow Bluefield Beaver. Little known information.
We got two beavers listening to the show?
Yeah.
Well, we actually got four if you include the Caners.
They are Oregon State Beavers, yeah.
Just different town, yeah. There you go.
Good times.
Yeah.
That's two down.
Good
then
stuff.
We'll move over to, I guess, before we get to the elephant in the room, which is the championship game. Like I said earlier, Tua is headed to the NFL. Your boys down there in Savannah, I know your coworkers are probably not happy about what's going on down there in Athens, Georgia.
This rough week, day yesterday.
Kind of a rough week for them.
Yeah.
Losing Jake Fromm, which I thought was expected. Did I expect him to be a top pick? No, but I thought all along he was leaving, but I guess I was in the minority. And then losing their former five-star offensive guard, Cade Mays, who was a very, very highly rated recruit.
That is an interesting story.
To the transfer portal. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, it's just they've been sitting on this thing that happened evidently during recruiting. They're at a recruiting trip. Something happened with a folding chair at the facility to where someone sat down and Cade Mays' dad got his tip of his pinky finger cut off. Yeah. Sam Pittman. Yeah, cut off. Severed. Like Sam Pittman, the then coach, you know, that was recruiting him, took the fingertip and put it in ice.
They said it rolled along the ground.
Yeah. They didn't. So listen. So, you know, he was originally a Tennessee commit, right, Beef? No?
Yeah,
I don't know. He's from the Tennessee area, UT. Got flipped over to UGA, evidently because of Pittman. Pittman leaves. Cade Mays wants to leave now. So he goes into the portal, literally like a half hour later, announces he wants to transfer to Tennessee because, and he goes into the portal, but I don't know what the sequence was, released that they are suing the University of Georgia for this incident with his dad's finger that happened during recruiting and wants to not have to sit out a year, because he's only a sophomore, not to sit out a year because of the awkwardness of suing the school that he was at one time playing for. So he should be able to whisk right on through, just like his former teammate, Justin Fields, and not have to sit out a year and go right over to Tennessee, which is where he's going to.
My opinion would be he's got a way better case than Fields had. But that's just my opinion.
I know. I know. And it's wild. Like they'll just roll over. But you know they were holding on to this in case something happened. This is a saga
yeah. Because the things that I'm hearing on the radio, things that I'm seeing on the Twitter box, on whatever social medias that has this, is saying that Georgia leaked this court case. So I don't know what's going on down there. They lost They lost Jake Fromm. They lost Cade Mays. They lost one of their top running back, who apparently is a very big head case. I don't know if you saw during the All-American game, but they had an interview with this kid, Evans, Deion Sanders, and basically saying that he wasn't going to announce his commitment that day, and basically like it was apologizing, but he didn't say what he was apologizing for. But he was also suspended for his state championship game in Texas for an alleged altercation with his head coach. So... He's got some character issues going on, apparently, you know, on the surface.
A little bit.
So I'm not sure. Yes, is he a good football player? Yes. Do people not necessarily care about the outside, what he does, especially down there in Athens? Shots fired because those kids get arrested more than I breathe air. But
allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
But, you know, that's a big loss again. So they just got hit with one thing after another after another after another.
Lost, what, two running backs, two tight ends, two wide receivers, quarterback, and offensive lineman, and then this running back commit all basically came to a head yesterday by about 3:30. It was electric in my office.
If I was Kirby, I just wouldn't have left bed. I was like, yeah, whatever.
Defense is pretty good.
They're going to be fine. Like, I don't understand it. And now they're talking about getting Jamie Newman, the quarterback from Wake Forest, who entered the transfer portal, too. And some of the people on Twitter are saying how great he's going to be. But
UGA is known for
Wake Forest transfer.
Yeah, well, they're known for their JUCO transfers, too. Don't forget about that. So you never know what they're going to have up their sleeve with the JUCOs. There's no telling this. So, I mean, they're flipping their lids down here a little bit right now. Let's just say that. But it was a fun afternoon, at any rate.
Jeez.
Especially because you have a Tennessee guy.
I do have a Tennessee guy, too. Yeah, yeah. Sharing the office with the Georgia guys. So it was pretty fun to watch them go back and forth for a couple hours. Yeah, it's a big office. It's like a compound, like a suite.
You have a compound?
It's like a bunker.
Like Waco?
Yeah.
Oh,
they did
nice.
Some renovations since the last time I've been there, apparently.
Oh, they have to. We're growing.
Attaboy. Attaboy.
There you go. Does it come with raises?
Did you see this thing in the Idaho Potato Bowl?
What, this tired whole thing of dumping other shit instead of great Gatorade on coaches?
Hey, this is started. Not...
This huh? just started. This just started this year.
It did.
I know, but it's old. I mean, you know they're doing that for the bowl.
Well, yeah. Yeah, it's smart.
You can't tell me.
Yeah, I can.
Just the most wonderful French fries in the world. Say Checkers. A five-gallon bucket. Oh, maybe. Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe like a 15-gallon bucket of French fries dumped in your head. Maybe just like a side of mayonnaise to dip them in. That would be like a dream.
That would be your dream.
It would.
People that don't know, Locke loves Checkers.
And loves mayo.
Which we only find here in New Jersey in the hood. There's only a couple of them. In Mississippi, they're called Rally.
Rallies, yep. You go a little bit west, they go rallies.
Hold on. Yeah. How many packs of mayo do you put on a Chick-fil-A sandwich?
It's not just on the sandwich, okay? You do the order, the number one, and then you go, give me five packs of mayonnaise. Yeah. And then you get the look. And I look it back, and I go, I said five. And they go, just want to be sure. Yep.
How many go on the sandwich?
One.
Bullshit!
Bullshit! True story. One.
Where's the other four go?
On the French fries. They're waffle fries. There's a lot of surface area.
You gotta cover
I understand.
It.
I get it. I just thought it maybe split, you know?
Nope. No. You can't have that much on a piece of chicken, JJ. I mean, there's...
Well,
It's a surface area square inch ratio. I don't know.
So when Mrs. Locks makes, like, chicken cutlets for dinner... You're putting mayo on them?
That's an insult to Mrs. Locks. Yeah.
No. Then if it's home cooked, we're going to ranch.
Attaboy. Ah! See, I'm a dipper too, man. I like to dip my food in something.
If I make French fries in the oven at the house, out comes the mayo.
See, I know for a fact. I know beef is a steak sauce guy.
Oh yeah.
Oof.
He's I never got that.
A1.
Big balsamic guy, too, that guy.
Not anymore. Not since Ultra Fit, man.
What?
No, I had it every night. When my personal trainer, Black Caesar. Yeah.
Oh.
I used to make everything with balsamic because it was my food was pretty bland. I mean, it was not bad food, but it was bland. There was no salt or nothing. But we were allowed to have balsamic. So, like, I would put it on peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Yeah.
I mean, I was putting balsamic on everything that I was eating. And now it pretty much literally, I don't necessarily like it anymore. It happens that way.
Yeah, you just got tired of it.
But that's funny. It's funny to see things like that you don't do necessarily. Like, I do love A1. And I've always heard that A1... is a slap in the face to the guy cooking your steak. And it's true. It's true. And it's nothing against and I always heard from people back home, notably my father, saying, you know, you don't put steak sauce on steak. It just doesn't happen. But I found, when I worked at O'Charley's in Anderson, South Carolina.
Which you had to put A1 on the steak.
I was introduced. No, that steak was actually really good.
It wasn't that bad.
But I was introduced to A1 on French fries. And I was like, this stuff is delicious. I could drink it out of the bottle, but that's not socially acceptable. So I'll just put it on every food, and I put it on my broccoli. JJ, you can vouch for this.
Same
order at Outback forever when we
same
were
same order. Yeah,
the original Outback Steakhouse on Henderson Road in Tampa.
Get the ribeye, get the broccoli, a little overcooked, baked potato. Sometimes
that's you. Potato. I always got the sirloin for me. I don't know.
Sirloin, that's right. Yeah. I was going.
It's been a while. Yeah. Sirloin, broccoli, kill it. Kill the broccoli. I don't want any nutrients in that broccoli.
Yeah, none.
Salad, mustard, vinaigrette. Hold the onions if you can.
No, yeah.
And
I like
a big
onions.
Bottle of A1 just so I can drink it.
And the tall Bud Light.
That's a little skinny bottle. You know, they have the skinny bottles.
That's an appetizer.
If they give me a skinny, I tell them normally, if they give me a skinny bottle, it's gone. You better bring me another bottle because it's gone.
That's disgusting.
It's true. Oh, my, listen to you, wife, Mr. Mayo.
I know, right? He's talking about disgustingness.
I mean, right. What are we saying?
You can hear the arteries.
And I'm the one that dunks Fig Newtons and Jack Daniels. So, I mean, what the hell?
That's a whole different animal right there.
We all got our thing, you know?
Some are more of the dump than others.
It's like it's like a liquor cake, you know?
I'm just so happy that we got all of that out of the Idaho Potato Bowl dunking French fries on their head coach.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the content I'm looking for here on the Chop and Beef Show.
Why wouldn't you go there?
I loved it.
Can you imagine New Orleans Bowl and getting a whole bucket of shrimp boil poured over you? Oh, now we're talking.
It'd be a steamer.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
We got a boo.
Uh-oh, we got a boo?
We're going to listen to it live tonight.
Unless you go to Blue Screen.
Never heard.
Well, the boys didn't. It came in a little late.
All right.
So we're going to listen to it live on the air. Get real reactions. Which, I know, I'm pulling the curtain back. That's my phrase.
Since I have flying monkeys this week.
Nope. You want to go steady?
Oh, hello again. We're back from the holiday break for the final installment of the 2019 season. It's my Boo of the Week's Boo of the Year. That's right, the granddaddy of all boos. Like most major sports awards, this is coming out before the final game of the season. Controversy. For my Boo of the Year, we're heading down to New Orleans, naturally, the site of the All-Tiger title game. My Boo of the Year for the 2019 season is Trevor Lawrence of the Clemson Football Tigers at Clemson University in Clemson, South Carolina. Could it be possible for a quarterback that's won every college game he's ever played in, including two national championships, to still be underrated? Survey says yes. Most of the talk, we're looking at you, national media, throughout the season was negative about Lawrence, the consensus 2021 number overall pick in the NFL draft. Yet, he just kept winning and getting better and better. Did you know Lawrence's 202 consecutive passes without an interception is not only a Clemson record, it's also the longest current streak in the nation. And did you see him run against Ohio State? So, Trevor won over our hearts last year and can begin to construct his statue outside Death Valley on Tuesday morning. Trevor Lawrence, Boo of the Year.
Wow. He's going to erect the statue right there at Death Valley.
Right,
bro. LSU or Clemson?
He brings up a good point, though. We were discussing it a little bit. Don't you think if Dabo wins a third one here, does he not just automatically get a statue?
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised he hasn't got one already with two. I'm not trying to be a jerk. One.
No, I know.
Yeah.
Saban got one in the same type of manner, and he has one while he's still coaching. Yep. Dabo goes up, guaranteed.
Do they do a statue or do a tombstone?
They're going to get a tombstone anyway.
Yeah, I know they're going to get tombstone anyway. That seems to be an Alabama tradition. Or is there any? Well, of course, now Notre Dame has their four coaches on the corners. So,
Thank you, Rai, for your boos this year. Rai, bringing the heat with
the heat.
Sammy Spiller. I miss Sammy.
I don't know. He's in witness protection now. I don't know.
I thought he was before.
He's already down on. Already down Bourbon Street.
I wonder if he is. Maybe he'll be back next week to give us a, maybe News Channel 99 or whatever the hell channel he's on. You know, they got him back for the
game. Tracy got the crabs again.
Yeah, but who's? I don't. Yeah, with that guy.
Who's Tracy?
So many questions. Now let's get to it. All right, everyone else and their mother are talking about it. Maybe we'll bring a little bit something.
What are we talking about?
What are we talking about?
The national championship is on Monday night. Ho hum.
Okay.
Another Clemson game.
What did you say? When is this game? Saturday, right?
Monday.
No, Monday.
January 13th.
No, you said, what are we talking about? That would kill me.
Why is this game on Monday?
Why not?
What other games have been on Monday this year for college football?
Not even
it's
Maction.
The big game.
Not even Maction has been on a Monday.
This makes zero sense.
It makes all the sense in the world. It's called ratings.
No. No. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Take the NFL games that are on, push them to 1 o'clock and like 4:30, and put this thing on 8:30, and it's going to be a national holiday.
On the weekend already. No one wants that shit.
No one wants this shit on a Monday. We got to go to work on a Tuesday. Give me a break. Oh, and this is going to get over. What time is this game ending? 12:45? Maybe.
What did you say? Oh, well, you know, after you've seen your first two natties, what's the big deal?
It's true, though, because now that, you know, we're in big boy jobs and stuff, it's kind of hard to take those 2 days.
It's painful.
So
know.
You're just thinking about yourselves instead of the pride
I'm
of your
thinking,
school
have we met?
Still being in the national championship.
Have we met? I'm thinking about the national economy here. Think about the commerce that would happen if it was a national football day. It would be all NFL early.
Spreading it out to 3 days?
No.
Saturday playoffs, Sunday playoffs, Monday playoffs.
No one's doing anything Monday night.
The NCAA will never go up against the NFL. It just doesn't.
Make a deal. They can't. I know they can't go up against.
Make a deal. What are you in the Godfather?
Yeah, I am.
I make up a deal. I can't forget it.
It just sucks.
It's baffling. It is baffling that it's a Monday night and it is late.
Why do they get booted to Monday? Why isn't NFL on Monday? They're always on Monday.
Right. So go Sunday Monday.
Yeah. What the. I'm over it.
He's so pissed.
Whatever.
You're so
pissed. I'm angry.
Throwing a little temper tantrum.
I'm angry. I learned it by watching you, Dad.
I don't throw temper tantrums. I throw rages. Rants. No, it's not. It's not the same difference. Because I don't know. Last time I saw my team in the national title, it was 1988.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was a kid.
That's not true, though. Didn't Manti Te'o's girlfriend played a couple years ago?
One that counts.
I don't know. I'm just selfish because
yes, you
don't know. Y'all know how much I like to sleep.
Are you taking Tuesday off?
I am. I'm putting down for a late start. Let's just say that.
You fucking piss.
Maybe it's a blowout one way or the other, and we
you
get
know,
that.
But
I went to bed early.
You
last
remember
year.
The oh? You remember the natty in Tampa?
No.
You all coming in at 3:34 in the morning, and
3:30.
Jeffy has to get up at 6:30.
You're a different cat.
No, yeah, I'm not.
You are definitely a different cat.
Oh yeah. You
had to take
candle.
A freezing ice cold freaking shower because someone
that didn't make sense.
Oh, no, it does make sense when you hear the rest of the story. Beef.
He's so angry.
What's the rest of the story, Beef?
I don't know. I woke up in a pile of my own pee and vomit and with a hair dryer on to dry myself off and to keep
in
it
a
warm.
Shower.
And the shower ran all night.
And the shower ran all night.
I'm not sure that's true.
It's pretty true.
I don't think I ran the shower. I would have electrocuted myself.
That was the hope.
I had an earplug in.
You needed it. Did you sleep? Where'd you sleep? Not next to me, because you would have waked up.
I slept on the blow-up next to JJ.
You would have ended up moist. It was a great night. I remember it vividly, although I shouldn't have.
No, well, it was a great game.
But just yesterday,
$11
2 years
beers.
Ago. 3 years ago. I don't know. Yeah.
Was that a Monday night?
Yes.
It was. It's always a freaking Monday.
The Tuesday drive back to Savannah. Was it Savannah or Greenville? Was not good. That's not a double negative. It was not good. And there was traffic because every Clemson fan was going back north.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, I've made that trip just the opposite direction. So
my favorite national championship was in Phoenix. You know, we have four to choose from.
Yeah.
It is snobby. It is so snobby.
It's
very.
People are like, are you going to the game this year? I'm like, no. Tickets are too expensive.
I've been there twice.
Once you've seen one or two or three,
you've seen them all.
Such assholes.
Terrible. I swear, it is bad. It is really bad. Yeah, just like, I mean, are you excited?
Do we wear orange britches like the team we'll be wearing?
Yes.
You know?
Jeez. I don't have any.
You gotta wear pants, whatever you're wearing.
This is the first time in a while I don't collect any $2 bills, though. That's kind of weird.
You know, I got a $2 bill as change in the Phoenix airport. The woman was a jerk about it, too. She's like, you're wearing Clemson stuff. Here, you could probably use this more than I could. I'm like, no.
You're
missing the point, hon.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what I said, because I was hungover that day, too.
Well, maybe a lot of people don't know the story of the $2 bills.
They don't
know. Theme.
I mean, you know, you basically can set a clock by some waitress or waiter in whatever town they're in, tweeting or Instagramming a picture saying, look what these jerks gave us, fake money. And it's like, no, smart guy. It's actually real money, and your art career is never going to take off.
Well, the Clemson fans defense.
What I say?
It's against the law. So, shit.
Well, what do you think, man?
Oh, are we going to talk about the game now?
Yeah.
What game? They're going to win? The Tigers?
Are we going to do it analytically or just gut feel?
The Tigers are definitely winning this game.
Tigers are winning.
I've heard that for like 2 weeks.
The Tigers playing in Death Valley are going to win.
Bet on the Tigers. Ha, ha, ha.
What is it? 93% of the money is currently on LSU. And they just put something out that said they've taken 5 six-figure bets all on LSU.
Yep. Wow.
So if Clemson wins, Vegas is pulling for Clemson.
And that is why the line kicked up another half a point yesterday, too. Because
all that money moving.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All that money coming in late. It might move another half a tick or a hole. Who knows?
Look at your lingo. You're in this. You are.
I'm in it to win it, you know.
You are in it,
55% of the year gets you this linguistic styology.
Look at you with your language, too. Look at
I learned it from you. I just made these words up.
Things I hear.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I like it. You know, kind of rolling.
Hey, you guys went to school there. What's your all's thoughts? Oh, good. We're off.
Yeah. what do you think there, B? I'll let you go first.
Oh, God.
Unless you want me to go, I'll go.
You go, because I don't know.
Clemson's going to win. Better defense. I think Clemson's offense can hold with LSU's defense. Clemson's defense is better than LSU's defense, and Clemson has a coach that has been to the Natty. So, for all those things, I think it's gonna be a close game, but I think Clemson wins.
From your lips to God's ears, I don't know. I'm not even. I think I'm look at me. I'm even stammering with these, thinking about it, but. I'm gonna have to wait till Monday to even think about it.
God's
sakes. I'm gonna come up with something here shortly, but I mean, I don't have a feel. You know how we always talk. You know, whatever. I had three words that I can't say on the radio.
What?
It kind of pussyish, I guess, for lack of a better phrase. We talk about having a feeling. Like I don't have a good feeling. I did it at the Texas A&M game. I texted Zach. And said, I don't have a good feeling. You're like, dude, we're going to win by 100. And I was like, oh, okay, I feel better. I don't have a feeling yet. So, I don't know. It's not a good thing or a bad thing. But I think I'm going to do it. One of the things that I've been reading about all week, I'm talking too much, is how that LSU plays really fast and they don't sub a lot. And what happens when they don't sub a lot is that the defense is not allowed to sub or they can sub, but they're going to get hit with too many men on the field or whatever.
Right.
Fake injuries.
So what they do is when they get down close, then you're playing small because you're trying to work with the 7 receivers that can catch the ball, but then they have the bowling ball that run. So I'm just worried a little bit about that.
He's coughing it up. He can't get it out.
I thought I hit the mute button. I didn't. But that was my big concern, I think, is just substitutions. But Venables – Locke said this a couple of days ago via text. Venables with 13 days to prepare. You hope he's got something. They were picking on Darian Kendrick, who we didn't see get picked on much at all this year. He's a DB for Clemson, number one. Ohio State was, I mean. And that was eye-opening. So do they pick on him? Do they try to get Muse one-on-one with somebody? Because we know he's a liability. Those receivers are really good. Between Jamar Chase and Jefferson, and then they got a tight end who can catch it. And the running back. I mean, this offense is as good as it comes. But the hope is the defense, that Clemson can stick with them. And like I said previous, it's going to come down to who doesn't punt. And I'm not sure I know who LSU's punter is.
I don't think LSU knows who their punter is.
Yeah.
It might be Joe Burrow, for all we know. He is good. He is fantastic. They run a great scheme there. I don't know. I'm going to say Clemson wins.
Boom.
Wins?
Wins.
You going points here?
I'm just going straight up. I don't know why, though. I can't tell you why. It's just my heart.
Someone give me the score to Auburn versus LSU.
23-20.
Okay.
So I had it right here. That was the lowest point total they had all year.
And that would be the best defense that LSU played all year.
Right.
Right? And this would be the best defense that LSU is playing this year now, right?
Statistically, yes.
Yes, just
Right. Different defense, though. They have a big defensive line versus Clemson's, which is good, but it's not last year's defensive line.
It's not dominant, right?
No, right. No. But defensive backs are great. LSU's wideouts are great. So that's kind of like a cancel-out situation. I don't know. The guy reminds me of Ben Roethlisberger, Burrows, with an S. But he just stands back there. You can run around him. You can bump him. You can drag his leg, and he still makes a completion. Now, if you can limit the completions to under 10 yards and make him run the ball and make him run a lot of plays, I think we can hang with him. I'm taking Clemson in the points.
No,
SEC homer.
What?
No,
that's a win for Clemson.
No, it's not. So you have an LSU win.
Well, here, let's break it down.
I didn't say that.
I don't like to break down numbers, but let's break down some numbers.
All right.
Yeah. Opening weekend, they gave up 38 to Texas.
Mm-hmm. That's early. Don't even go there. Well, go to game six up. Right, like, that's when both teams hit their stride.
Vanderbilt, 38. They gave up 38. Right. Utah State, 6. Florida only scores 28 points, so they scored 28 against LSU.
Yeah.
Glass ceiling.
Mississippi State, who was pretty offensively inept, scored 13. Auburn, pretty offensively inept, scored 20. Alabama, as good an offense as there is, scored 41.
41.
Was that with Tua?
Yeah, it was with Tua. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure he got hurt.
Yeah, he got hurt. Yeah, after Mississippi State.
Yeah. Ole Miss, didn't know much about them. 4-7 team. They scored 37 points and ran for 600 yards of total offense.
And that's when everybody started questioning LSU's defense that week right there.
Yeah.
And then what happened after that?
Arkansas is offensively inept, scored 20. Texas A&M, very offensively inept, surprisingly, scored 7. Georgia, offensively inept in that particular game, scored 10. Yeah. Yeah. Oklahoma, not offensively inept, scored 28.
Late.
Yeah, so that's scary, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's good an offense, as we saw, at least against who they played against, scored 28 points.
Well, I think Clemson can win the game. There's no doubt about it. I think it's going to be – it's strength versus strength. It's the best two teams in the country. It's going to be very interesting. It's going to be a fast game, back and forth, I think. And they're not calling for – I don't know what the over-under is. It's not as high as I was thinking it was going to be.
Did I hear 55?
I was thinking more like 65 to 70. I think it's going to be up and down, honestly. But –
I do too.
I like it. The defense
69.5.
Is it?
Okay. Of course you do.
It's higher.
Oh, 69.5. Is it?
Okay. Wow, it's higher now. Okay.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, over. Yeah, 69.5.
Is there going to be? Are there going to be turnovers? I mean, you know,
it's got to be.
It's got to be. Think, but these are two very efficient quarterbacks.
Well, not even the quarterback. What is What is ETN's fumble percentage?
Not terrible.
He doesn't give the – yeah, but, you know, you got to look at receivers catching and dropping. You got – I mean, you know they're going to be hitting that ball, trying to tackle to knock it out. That usually what happens. I'm not saying interceptions, but – and that's not an impossibility either. But, you know, you're talking about this is going to be hard hitting.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be, you know, the person that makes the one mistake is going to probably be the loser.
I hope it doesn't come to like some stupid special teams fucking play. But it may. That's what happens in games. They're, you know, very evenly matched. Could be just something, a mental lapse on a kickoff or, you know, who knows? Who knows? I think it's going to be a very good game.
You know, here's the numbers. If you look at ESPN, points per game, 43.3, LSU, 48.9. Uh-huh. Points allowed. Clemson only allows 10.6 points a game. LSU's 21.2.
Yep.
You know, only 30 yards difference in total yards of offense.
It's crazy. It's very similar to the Ohio State numbers. You know, yeah. I said that in outline, too. It's like Clemson was, a 2.5-point underdog, but in the football power index, they had a 55% chance to win. Yeah. I think it's almost the same thing here. We're a 6-point underdog, 55% chance to win on the football power index.
LSU has 100 yards more passing. Clemson has over 85 yards more rushing.
But look at the
rushing keep Clemson's does Clemson's rushing keep LSU's offense off the field?
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And Trevor's legs are going to come into play again, like it did they are now. Ohio State.
Yeah, now, that cat's out the bag.
It is, but it was against when Deshaun was there too. So we'll see. It should be fun.
Yeah. I think it's gonna be a great game.
I'm looking forward to it.
We have to stay up till 1 o'clock in the morning for it, and then we should give our preseason top five right after the game. Here it is.
I already saw one.
Oh my god!
I'm like, really? Someone has to be first, right?
Yeah.
I think I got a plan already. I think Monday I'm going to take a long lunch and hit a nap. What do you think?
That's smart. Is that a good
idea? Great smart. Idea.
So, is that a good plan?
Sure to send the bed emoji to us in our group chat.
Do that. With plenty of Z's behind it. That'd be awesome.
Well, we have in my
company. I think you need to take customer golfing Monday just so you get that's what you say.
In my company, we have a mandatory office day 1 day a week.
Monday.
So it'll probably be Tuesday.
Tuesday. I gotcha. Well played.
Little guy goes to my parents, so maybe that's what the play is there. I don't know. Do I start? Mississippi's an hour behind, so do I start, you know, at 9 instead of 8 and work till 6 instead of 5? Maybe.
Good.
We'll see.
The big variable is Brent Venables. He really is. He is the damn MVP. If he can pull this shit off, we can stay close up to half, and then he flips the script around and makes some crazy adjustment like he does all the time that no one catches up to, they'll bury him in the second half again. So
I'm worried about if you watch Clemson play, you notice that the offense is ready to play, and sometimes the defense is looking over at the sideline still because he makes adjustments when the team – and what I heard is when he's doing scout team and he's looking at his defense, he wants to see what his defense is looking at. And then makes his adjustments by, you know, he watches. He's so neurotic. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
But sometimes you can get caught, and they have been caught before. Looking over at the sideline, team snaps the ball and goes, you know, I haven't seen a bust necessarily totally, but gets a first down when they need it.
Yeah.
You know,
they snap it quick.
They snap it quick and they go. So
that happened in the last game, as a matter of fact.
I'm sure I'll be vomiting on Monday afternoon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. A lot of vomit emojis.
Lots of bags, you know. What are they? The
paper bags.
How difficult to be a Clemson and Yankees fan? Difficult. What a jerk.
That's right. I'm looking forward to it. This is it. This is the end of the season, man.
End of the season.
Come end of the season.
We'll have our recap show next week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm already feeling sick about Sunday.
Right?
Yeah. Chiefs-Houston.
Get to watch Deshaun.
Yeah, you do.
Our savior.
He's great. And he's great.
You see Odell Beckham Jr. followed suit like LeBron did, and LeBron gave Bose headsets or Beats or whatever to all Ohio State. OBJ gave Beats headphones to LSU.
Yep.
Why not?
Someone, Danny Cannell, I think, on Twitter said, "You're up, Deshaun."
Well, now he's been very generous with his NFL paychecks also. I mean, his first paycheck, I think he gave to a lot of the stadium workers at Houston, and then he contributed a lot during the hurricane. So,
one thing I saw today, too, was Hunter Renfrow was back in Clemson. So we're hoping he gets his 12th year of eligibility waiver by Monday so that he can play.
Little possession receiver.
We'll see. Jesus. That's what we're missing.
You won't pick up 5 or 6 during, you know, the recruiting.
They already did. They already did. Yeah, the kid's already wearing 13. We're already set.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, I had the name. The quarterback of the future for Clemson, his name is DJ.
Ukulele.
Uiagalelei.
Uiagalelei.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, yeah. His dad put it on Twitter today.
How to pronounce it?
Uiagalelei. It's Uiagalelei.
That's a big dude.
You know what I'm going to call him? DJ from here on.
Yeah, I like it. Well played.
But I'm doing that so much better than Tonga Vailoa.
I don't know why.
Because he's your guy. You're prejudiced.
Probably.
Yeah. It's not racist. You're prejudiced. You're prejudiced to anyone that plays for Alabama, which I can understand that.
They're not even in it anymore. They're so, like, you know.
No, it's great, isn't it? It's fantastic. Blasé. They're so.
Who are they rooting for this weekend?
Who gives a shit?
SEC.
Are they?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's like that asshole that killed the trees at Toomer's Corner. I bet you they're anti-SEC all day long.
Conference pride. It just means more, guys.
It's the conference. No, it's not. No, it's not. So, yeah.
Well, Yarber's going to the game. He said it'd be great if we could make this podcast 9 hours and 23 minutes so we could listen to it the whole way.
Is he picking us up? Is he picking me up?
I think you're a little bit out of the way.
What a jerk.
We did a pretty good job. How long did we go?
We did a pretty good job. Hours? Well,
does it matter what time? Just substance.
It doesn't matter what time at all. On that note, we will end it as I play the closing credits to Curb Your Enthusiasm behind us.
Yes!
I don't even know what that show is, but
I don't either. I've seen the show, but I don't know what the credits are.
Larry,
you literally want 30 minutes of pissing your pants?
Oh, I've seen it.
And talking about
nothing.
Shit you would never joke about and absolutely nothing. That's it. That's the show.
What a show.
I'm being here for a lot.
When I ran, put a hit on.
I am the beef. We are here. National championship game Monday night.
Thanks Chiefs so Sunday. Woo!
JJ's got his boys playing Sunday, so he doesn't have Notre Dame. So we'll give him the Chiefs. Thanks so much for listening. We appreciate it. We'll be back next week. Say goodnight, boys.
Night. Go Tigers.